Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.
Hi, this is Melanie Crystal with the Reimagine Success Podcast. So good to chat with you today. I'm enjoying this new year. 2024 is going to be an awesome year. It started off great for me, and I hope it started off great for you as well. In this new year on the Reimagine Success Podcast, I'll be continuing to talk about ways to reimagine success for your life, improve your life, try things and do dreams that you thought you never could do or reach or achieve. So I'll give you ideas on how to do that, but I also am going to focus more on talking about real estate. And that's one interest that I've had. I've talked about it some on this podcast, but I'm going to go into it a bit more for this year. So look forward to those topics. And on that note, today's topic is called Real Estate Property Finder. So for those who are looking to gain more passive income, have a way to build wealth for their family and for themselves, of course, and also just have something that they can call their own, real estate is a great option for that. It could be, you could look into getting a double, and I'm talking more about investment properties, less about just a single family home that you live in with your family, but investment properties that can put passive income in your pocket and money. You can make money while you're sleeping. That is truly a way to build wealth and build a portfolio that you can rely on for passive income. So today's topic is Real Estate Property Finder. So for those who are interested in looking for real estate or getting their first property, growing their portfolio, getting their first income property or rental property, I'm going to talk about a few ways that you can start your search. There's so many tools out there for searching for real estate and so many ways and venues that you can use and people that can help you along the way. So we'll go through some of those ways in today's topic. And also, I want to share the quote for today. So the quote for today is, when one door closes, buy another one and open it yourself. So we'll talk about that quote a little bit more later in the podcast. So when you're first trying to get a property, and like I said, it could be your first property, it could be your first investment property, or you can have a portfolio of real estate already and you're looking for additional properties. There's a few ways and methods that you can use to help you find something in your market area that you're interested in. So I'm going to go through those those four different ways that you can look for properties. Now, the first one is the standard online residential real estate search, where you can go online and look on some of the major websites where you can find real estate. Some examples are Zillow. That's actually my favorite one. Zillow.com, Realtor.com, Truilla.com. Those are a few of them. There's also Redfin.com, Opendoor.com. So there's a number of online real estate rental searches. And when you're interested in getting real estate for a new property, I recommend scoping out the market. So basically, looking at these websites daily, every other day, for a few weeks to kind of get an idea of what the price ranges are in the market, what's available, what is for sale. And then also, if you're going to do it as an investment property, what the rents look like and price rise. And then also, if you're interested in doing Airbnb or one of those short-term rentals, you can look at that to get an idea of what the nightly room rates are. And keep in mind, those vary depending on season and timing and events that are going on in the area that you're looking to purchase. But those are that's a great way to start looking and getting a feel for the area that you're interested in buying in. So the other thing I would definitely suggest too is find a reputable realtor who can help you navigate the areas, get an idea of the market. A reputable realtor definitely know the market, should know the market that they're working in. So they can tell you about what's available, the price points and price ranges for what you're looking for. And now, before I go to the next property search tool, I do want to take a step back though. I would also recommend you sit down and think about what it is you want to get and why you want to get it. So there are definitely many reasons that, you know, people buy real estate. I mentioned some at the start of the podcast, wealth building. You may just need a place to live, a place to lay your head. Everyone needs somewhere to live. That could be it. And you can buy an investment property that you live in on site as well. You may want something to pass down to your kids. You may be getting close to retirement and you want that passive income to help supplement your retirement. So there are various reasons to get real estate. You may just want to get rich. I mean, those are all plausible reasons to want to get real estate. So think about what your goal is. I'll give you a minute to think about it, or you can pause the podcast and think about what would be your goal if you hadn't considered this. If you were to consider it, what would be your goal? Okay. And for me, I wanted passive income. I didn't want to have to work forever. I wanted passive income that I can rely on to live off of once I'm, you know, decide I don't want to work a job anymore and not have to wait until, you know, I'm old and gray to retire. So that was one of my motivations. Now, once you think about why you want it and what your goals are, then you can start to think about what will help get you there. So what kind of real estate property that would help you get to your goal? So if you were looking to live in the property and you wanted something that you could call a home but also be an income property, you could look into getting like a double, triple, or a fourplex. So one of those would be great because you could get your residential loan and not have to get a commercial loan, and you could live there as your primary residence. So that's one suggestion, one idea. And then your tenants can be paying that mortgage for you, so you don't have to pay the mortgage. You could have, you know, the reason that you maybe you want to get passive income because you're going to be retiring soon. So once again, you still might want just like a one, somewhere from 2 to 4 units, or you might want something bigger. You may want 6 to 12 units. And some of this will be guided by the price range, like the price range that you'll be able to fall in when getting your property. So if that's the case, you just want it purely as passive income, you live in a house that you love and don't want to move out of, that's a reason to get it as well. So then you can think about, okay, I'm going to need a down payment and how much can I afford? And, you know, what am I looking at to get in passive income? So rent wise, what would I make? So then you can be looking for a different type of property. And then some may just want to do something like, I want to do an Airbnb or have a property that's an Airbnb where I can, you know, do the short-term leases to guests. And then also I can utilize it myself if I want to, maybe like a second home or something like that. That's another option. So there are very many reasons and very many ways to participate in real estate, become a real estate investor. Think about what your goals are and what will work for you. So that's the first step. Now, once you've thought about that, the next thing is to do, I'm going to go back to the property search tools. So I talked about some of the online search tools. There's residential real estate search tools. There are also some for commercial real estate. So if you're looking for something like with more units, I'd say anywhere from greater, 5 to 12 to 25, 5 and greater 5, 6, and greater, I'd say you can use some of these online commercial real estate tools. And these are LoopNet.com is one, PropertyShark.com is another, and Crexi.com, C-R-E-X-I.com. So those are some other alternatives if you're looking for more commercial real estate. And this includes not just residential properties for tenants to live in, but also commercial properties that businesses will lease and lease out. Could be your Walgreens or, you know, mom and pop store, restaurant. So all of those you would find on these commercial real estate searches as well. And I just want to share a story for myself about how I got my first property. I was pretty young when I got my first property in my 20s and wanted to get something. My why was I wanted to live somewhere, but also start to build wealth and start to get passive income. So the first property that I ever got was a fourplex. I lived in one unit and rented out the other three units. And I was able to get this with a residential loan. So just, you know, the same loan you could get with buying just a single family home. I was able to get with the fourplex. And I had no idea at the time that I could do that until, you know, I learned about it. I had an awesome realtor and she shared with me some of these things. So that's an option. And for me, it was my first property, lived in it, and then managed the other three with tenants, got the passive income. They paid for the mortgage, so I could live a better lifestyle, you know, by having other people pay for the mortgage. And that's how I got started. So that was my why initially. I needed a place to live, wanted to buy something, and wanted to start to build wealth. So as you think about your whys, you can reflect on that. But before I continue on with the last two pieces of the list, I also want to share and talk about the quote, the crystal for today, which is when one door closes, buy another one and open it yourself. So we all know that there are times where you could be living, renting somewhere and the landlord will say, oh, you got to move. I'm about to sell the property. Or, you know, there are various reasons that they will have you move out. And so it's not by choice that you have to move, but you have to move. And I know that's happened to some of all of us before. And so in that instance, that door is closing. But from that lesson, that type of lesson, you can learn that if you're able to buy another one, then you can open the door yourself. So you can do the research and find a real estate property that can work for you and work in your price range. Buy that, and then you're opening your own door, and also you're controlling your own destiny in that real estate market and in that property. So there are times when one door will close, but you can buy another one and open it yourself. And I will say, people, you know, people who are successful and wealthy do this all the time. They will use money to buy properties in the literal sense, but also figuratively. They may buy a door or buy a seat at a table and open it themselves. So this is one way where you can continue to reimagine success for your life instead of waiting on others and thinking about others waiting for them to open a door for you. Take the initiative to find your own door, and in the real estate sense, find your own property and buy it and open that door yourself and walk into your new future on your own terms. So that's just a bit of inspiration for that quote for today. Now, let me hit the other two tools for property search. Another one that I do like, if you're interested in getting foreclosure, is called foreclosure.com. There's foreclosure.com, RealtyTrack, and auction.com. All three of these focus on foreclosures. Now, I will say with foreclosures, of course, not all of them, it really depends, but some of them do come along with more repairs and work to them oftentimes. Not always the case. But that's one where you just have to kind of look at it and see if that's what you want. Some people do like to get a property that they can fix up, remodel, and then increase the equity that they'll have in it once they complete all their remodeling and repairs. So that's for foreclosures. The last one that I have, the fourth one, is an offline real estate search. So whatever you can do to network, find other people who know about properties. So I mentioned getting a reputable realtor is a great way to start your offline real estate search. But you can also just drive around your local area and notice the for sale signs and call, you know, call and get information on those properties that you just see listed for sale with a sign out in front. You can join a local real estate club. It's also another option. You can ask family, friends, coworkers, neighbors about any properties that they may be aware of for sale. They could have a neighbor down the street who's about to list their property and they know about it, but the person hasn't done it yet. So definitely reach into your network and look, visually look in your local area to find properties out there. And then the last one that I'll mention is kind of a throwback, but you can read your local newspaper or classified ads. That's one where you can just check out properties that are listed. A lot of times those are found online now as well, but that is an option to find as well. So I'm going to recap the four types of tools for property search. There's the online residential real estate search, and I mentioned a few websites like Zillow and Realtor.com. The online commercial real estate search, LoopNet, Property Shark. There's foreclosures, like foreclosure.com, Realty Track. And then, of course, the offline real estate search. So start with your reputable realtor, drive around your area, and network. So these are things to help you get started or continue on looking for a new real estate or income property and develop your portfolio. And one last time, the crystal for today is when one door closes, buy another one and open it yourself. That's how the movers and shakers do it. They find the opportunities and make them happen for themselves or with others that are supporting them. So hope these things can help you reimagine success for your life and reimagine success in this new year, 2024. I look forward to talking to you. And also, I want to mention, you can find me on social media, Melanie Crystal, and that's Melanie, K-R-Y-S-T-L-E, on TikTok, Instagram, LinkedIn, and also I do have the link there for my Stand store. And in my Stand store, I have a free top 25 property search tools. So you can find me on social media and click on that free top 25 property search tools so you can download it immediately and get the full list of ways to find properties. I hope this helps and I look forward to talking to you soon. This is Melanie Crystal with the Reimagine Success Podcast. Bye.
Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.